In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Welcome back to the Sunday special episode of the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana. How are you? What's going on? Betches has big things going on, huh?
We do. So we've got a podcast that is out right now at Betches. Aileen, Sammy, and I have taken over it. And we're telling stories about the past, talking about how we built Betches. Everything you might want to know, some things you probably didn't want to know. You're going to be able to hear it all. It comes out every Tuesday. So check it out. And also check out our rebrand. We've redesigned a bunch of our stuff. Go to betches.com. Our U Up podcast cover is different. I'm sure you will see that. The artwork is changed, and we think it's a real glow up. So we hope you guys enjoy it.
New look, new, same great show, new look. I love all the different color schemes and palettes and pictures. It really looks great.
Thank you. I appreciate your compliments of the palette.
Big palette fan. And I'll say this, that podcast at Betches, everyone needs to go listen. That is, I think it's such a fantastic idea to like have that, like hanging out with these people who have become my friends over the years, you know?
We'll have to have you on as a guest one of these days.
Ooh, I love it because it's like a story time with the ladies. Like, I like that.
Yes, definitely story time. You'll feel like you are in our group chat. It's very intimate vibes. What do you have going on, Jared?
The special. Like, listen, this comes out on Sunday. The special is a perfect Sunday night activity. 35 minutes. It's on YouTube. It's free. Socially distanced, of course.
If you haven't listened by now, you're missing out. It's really, really funny. It's a quick watch, but it's a funny, insightful, interesting watch. I loved it. You guys will too. Check it
Thank
out.
You.
Where do they find it?
Go to YouTube and type in my name or my Instagram. It's all over my Instagram. Also, I'm going to be in Charleston, South Carolina, March 30th and 31st, Charleston, South Carolina. Those are very laid back, fun shows. I do them at my buddy's bar, Uptown Social, up on the roof. So March 30th and 31st, jaredfried.com for tickets. But Jordana, what are we talking about today?
Today we've got a special deal reveal. This time we're mixing it up. We're doing one for a couple already in a relationship. I love these.
I love that.
Because it's great. It's like we get to judge the situation by the actual receipts, not just the one-sided version that you guys tell us. So I love these because you really get some context, and I feel like you get some like, you get a better view than like a regular email.
360 degrees. That's right. We get to really feel what this relationship is like. And I do think it's, you know, if you have a screenshot that you want dissected, you got to send it in. UUP@betches.com. If your friend has been, you know, hitting you up, send it, have them send it here, because we want more of these. We want these to be diverse and different and fun. And they've really, these episodes, people really just love. So let's do it.
Let's do it. All right. I will read the email and then we'll read the text. And when we read the text, I'll be her and you can be him.
Let's do it.
Hi, J&J. So on Thursday, I asked my boyfriend what he wants to do on Friday. He's 28. I'm 26. We've been together 6 months. He told me he didn't feel like socializing and wanted to hang out with me at home. I suggested we make a nice dinner and he was down for that. On Friday, I was cleaning, did my makeup, and brought out some lingerie to surprise him when he got home from work when I got these texts. So,
okay,
we'll go. He texts her at Friday at 4:15 p.m.
Okay. 4:15 Friday. Would you consider this too late for any change of plan for Friday night, Jordana?
It's definitely borderline. I would be annoyed at that time. I think it does depend on what time he usually works till, but
okay,
I think it's a little late
to me. The way this was presented as like, I'm not looking to socialize, let's do some dinner, to me is not a very planned out thing. So I can understand how like I wouldn't take it as seriously. Do you know what I mean?
Right. I think I'd be like irritated, but not like angry. But I could see if I had already prepared for this like sexy night in and we're dating, sure. Especially they've been dating 6 months. So it's not like, you know, they live together and they've been like doing the same thing every night for an entire year. I think I'd be a little more invested in it. Yeah.
Well, let me also, I hate devil's advocate people, but I have to play that role a little bit. Let's just remember, I asked my boyfriend what he wanted to do on Friday. He didn't feel like socializing, wanted to just hang out with me at home. And then I was on Friday cleaning, did my makeup, brought out some lingerie to surprise him. So let's remember that the makeup, you know, his idea of what that Friday was going to be is casual Friday night in, and your idea that became something else that he has no idea about.
That's a good point. You're right. He didn't know. He, for all he knew, you would just be like, you know, casually coming over in jeans and you'd figure it out together what you were going to do.
Totally. So I just want to make sure that we start at that because I've been this guy before, so I understand where his brain is starting, but maybe he's right. Wrong. Let's go to the
Yeah, table. I think this would be a different email if she was like texting him all day in the morning. I've got something special for you. You know, like
totally.
I've got like a lot of stuff planned tonight. Come home hungry, whatever. Like,
yeah, yeah. Hungry for this veg. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Okay, so he texts all that.
Friday,
all that being
4:15. All that being said, sorry to hold us up, but I just like to. We
That's
love
fair.
To
good
break
con. Good
these
context.
Down.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I'm grabbing a beer with Jock.
That makes it worse. Okay.
Yeah, I don't. I'm on her side. No, okay. I also wanted to read Jacques so badly. Okay. Hey, I'm grabbing a beer with Jacques at Handlebar right now, which is very COVID safe. I'm gonna bike home afterwards. Also, how are you doing?
I love that he wrote, which is very COVID safe. Like immediately, that kind of gives you also insight into like discussions they've had before around COVID safety. It's very socially distanced, of course, to bring it back to your special,
exactly.
Which you guys should check out so you'll understand the reference I just made.
Thank you.
I'm good. Just got dolled up and cleaned a bit.
He thumbs up or reacts to that. He writes, fun. Do we need to go to the grocery shopping for some food tonight?
Yeah.
What do you want to make? I'm still not craving anything in particular.
Still want fettuccine? Is it busy in there?
I'm down. It's not busy here. Three tables all on opposite sides of the place.
You say this Boise? Boise?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I feel very uncultured myself, but I had a feeling that was how you said it. Boise lifted its mask mandate.
You're no Jock.
I guess not. Boise lifted its mask mandate. You guys know I'm bad at pronouncing things. I've never tried to hide that about myself. And I don't travel to random cities every weekend like you do.
That's true.
Boise lifted its mask mandate. Ugh, shit's going to get sketchy.
Boise didn't do Ada County did.
She said Boise, but the other county did, right?
Oh, but Ada County did.
When are you going to be back? Ah.
And then the mayor instituted a mandate in Boise again. So fucking stupid, though. Oh, my God. I'm thinking I'm going to be back around 6. Not sure. Hard to say.
What? I thought you said you didn't want to socialize and you wanted to hang with me. Am I invited to beer or this bro time?
Ah, fuck. You're invited here with me.
Thumbs up emoji. I'm all dolled up and was excited for date night. Sad face.
Wow, I'm such an asshole. I can just get a quick beer with Jacques and bike home.
No, I'll come by. I want to get out of the house anyway.
Cool. Fuck, it's getting busier in here. We're spaced, but a bunch of peeps showed up.
So then she writes, she finishes her email to us. She goes, so I went to the bar and it was super busy, which made me uncomfortable. But I figure if I'm going to be exposed to whatever he is, I might as well have the fun too. He gave me COVID in November and I really don't want to get it again for context. Okay. Afterward, I told him I felt like he was lying about how busy it was until I said I was coming over. And then he admitted he lied. Why would he lie about that? Why would he forget we had a date night? We'd had a very healthy, trusting, and communicative relationship, so I don't understand why he would lie about it and damage my trust. Sucks because now it makes me wonder what else he's lied about. Would love to hear your thoughts. Love the podcast.
There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to keep up that same look at home. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair I've always wanted. It's like I'm salon fresh every time. I have hair that is pretty thin and hard for me to grow, so I love the hair serum. I love that I can put it in wet hair or dry hair. It doesn't make my hair feel oily. It's a super lightweight serum. I just like the way it feels in my hair, and I love that I'm helping my hair to be healthier and I'm helping it to grow, which are two things I've struggled with for a long time. I am super pumped because I love these products. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. When I sign up for a monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP.
It doesn't have to be expensive to upgrade your wardrobe with luxury quality items. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach. I love what Quince is doing. They're basically taking the expensive label off of the clothing and giving you stuff that's just as good. They have cashmere sweaters. They got jackets. They got everything. I love their socks. Right now, you're pulling socks out of the drawer and you're going, oh, it's that pair again? Get rid of that pair. Treat yourself. Quince. Not just the socks, though. They got everything. 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50. Organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middlemen and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, so you can feel good about what you're wearing on every level. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/UUP for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/UUP to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/UUP.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but I recently came across Allo Moves, and now my whole mindset has changed. The app makes it easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. To me, living a healthy, mindful life is really about your mindset, and all of the things that Allo Moves have in their app contribute towards a well-balanced, healthy life. It's not just workouts. It's also meditations. It's also fitness classes. It's also yoga. It's things that calm your mind, healthy recipes, just to give you an overall lifestyle pick-me-up. And I think all of these things are equally important to having the healthy life that you want. So that's why I love that you can find it all in one place with Allo Moves. From beginner to advanced, Allo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights. Or maybe you'd rather find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, dry brushing, and journaling for those quiet moments. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use their code UUP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code UUP. allomoves.com, code UUP. You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims, and with warmer weather coming, I recently tried out one of their t-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. I love anything that Skims makes. They have like the most incredible material. I have the Soft Smoothing Seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It is so amazing. It has like amazing versatility. I wear it to dress up. I wear it to dress down. I just wore it to the airport. It was like a great shirt to wear that was like super comfy on the plane, but also super flattering. And I also tried the cotton jersey t-shirt. As cotton t-shirts go, it is incredible. It's honestly like a step up for any other cotton t-shirt that I own. It hits me at all of the right places and it fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night, go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com, promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10.
Okay. I love this email. It's hilarious and very relatable to me. Do you have thoughts first, or do you want me to go?
My initial thoughts are that this guy is a little scared of her.
Yes.
I
think he's afraid of conflict. And this is very relatable to me because I'm this type of person too. Mm-hmm. I love my girlfriend. I want her to be happy. And there's things that I'm like, I'll subtly leave out. Hey, I'm out, but I'll be back in an hour. That I could see myself making the same type of move that this guy made. And that doesn't make me a good person. I hope that doesn't make me a bad person, but I can understand him being like, three tables. And she's like, I'm coming. He's like, it's getting full here. Because he knows.
Right. Like, it's actually kind of like to me, funny. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very sitcom. It's very King of Queens to me.
Right. I think he really likes her too. That's my other point. My two points that I initially thought right off the bat is that he's afraid of her and that he actually does really like her. I don't think he's like trying to not hang out with her, or it's any, or this has anything to do with like him trying to lie to her or him trying to like be sneaky, or that he, it didn't even seem like he really forgot about this date night. I think when he said he was going to be back at 6, I don't think that's super unreasonable. You could still have a full sexy date night that starts after 6 p.m.
Absolutely. And I think to go back to what we were talking about in the beginning, like he didn't see this as the important night that she started to see it as.
Right. He wasn't looking at it in the same way. He thought it was like, I'll come over and we'll hang out after this, I get a drink with my friends.
And she kind of hinted, this happens a lot in relationships where you'll use a word that you hope your partner gets. And when they don't, you become more angry at them. Like she wrote the word dolled up twice, the phrase dolled up twice. I think she's basically going hint, hint, dolled up. Sexy laundry. Like, I don't think he saw dolled up as meaning the same thing as she meant it to mean.
Right. I can see that. I mean, I kind of see where she's like, how much more do I have to spell it out that I like am trying to like have a night with you?
Yeah. You know what I mean? And I don't think I totally understand. Like, I understand that perspective, but I also understand his where he's like, oh, we're just making dinner. I'll be home when I get home.
Right.
Well, I actually wanted to, let's count. I mean, the problem I have with her email, it does feel like it's very King of Queens. It feels like, you know, Kevin James, but do you watch King of Queens?
I watch like Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah, this feels Raymond to me.
Yeah, right.
You know, like this feels very Everybody Loves Raymond, very sitcom, because it's like doofy dad not getting it, doofy boyfriend not getting it, thinking it's not that big a deal, doing small, gray, you know, white lies along the way to just make sure his relationship stays happy and he doesn't have right. to deal with anything. Like, she writes the word lied or version of lie one, two, three,
five
times in like the last three sentences of this email.
Right.
So like she very much wants to place this in, he's a liar. That means I can't trust him. That means there are other things going on. If he'll lie about how crowded the bar is, he will lie about the other women that he's definitely seeing. Like, I don't think she, I think she's going a little bit far down the road to me.
Right. I agree. I think this is like, again, and I wouldn't necessarily call it like, maybe it was a little bit more spaced out at 4 p.m. and then got a little busier at 5. Sure. I don't think that's like completely outrageous. But when, I mean, to go through her questions, when she's saying, why would he lie about that? That brings me back to, again, he like, he might be a little scared of you or doesn't think you'd understand that situation or doesn't want to upset you or avoiding conflict. I don't think he's lying. Well, he's like a shady, shitty person.
Sure. And to add to that, and he says, come. Like, it's not like he's like, don't, oh shit, no, we're leaving now. Don't come here. You know, like he, it's not like he's, to me, I also think to add to that, and I've been this person before where it's like, where he's afraid of her, but I think he's also afraid of like creating any tension where there doesn't need to be tension in his mind.
Right. Especially because, again, like I think this text to me shows someone who is very aware of your stance on COVID safety.
Totally.
He starts
yeah.
off, I'm here at the bar. It's COVID safe, of course. and you know, spread out, of course. And like, so him even leading with that shows me, and when there's nothing wrong with her being very COVID safe, that's totally like, that's, that makes a lot of sense. But to me, it's like, he clearly knows that's something that might upset you if it wasn't fitting to your standards of COVID safety. So I think he's trying to like, again, not lie, but maybe like present it to you in a way that's more palatable.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. I think, you know, I think the one thing I would kind of like steer her away from is making this about like who he is as a person. Like, I think like that comes down the line. I think it's okay to look at him and go, "Hey, I was kind of excited about tonight. I should have let you know that like I was dolled up meant that I was in Victoria's Secret lingerie." So maybe I got ahead of myself with that, but at the same time, you went to a bar that ended up being more crowded. You know, I'm uncomfortable with that. So I'm feeling a little let down by you for tonight's actions.
Right. And clearly, I mean, like she says he gave her COVID in November. So that's clearly not something she's totally forgotten about, which is fine. Again, I would probably be annoyed about that too, especially if it was like my new boyfriend and he gave me COVID, I could see like being a little pissed off about that. Clearly, that's still something that's like lingering in the air between your relationship. Like, that's something that like might need to be hashed out a little bit in terms of like, if the lying or the exaggerating to you is a problem, I think that's totally fine for you to be like, this means a lot to me. You weren't like, you're not being as safe as you know, said you would. And if that's something that really bothers you, I think that that is like an okay thing to bring up in the same way. I think, last week in the email, in our opening email, was about the person who the guy gave her was down to come hiking with her friends and he wasn't being as safe as her. Mm-hmm. And she was like not interested in that, especially since he tested positive. So I think in this scenario, like, it's okay if she's like, I don't feel like you're taking this seriously enough for me.
Yeah. Having a problem with it is okay. Even ending the relationship. Hey, this is the last straw. I've told you a million times. That's okay, too. Like, I don't think anyone can look at you differently. But I think, like, you know, saying that my difference is saying, like, this is not okay, and then going and then staying with him and
right.
at every turn being like, well, Mr. Liar, like, that's just not a healthy way to go forward.
Right. I think if you're going to go to the bar and you're going to stay and have fun too, you've got to let it go.
Yeah.
You can't be like outraged and stay and have a good time.
Yeah. And it's okay to have an argument with your boyfriend. It's okay to say, hey, I'm fucking pissed, and not talk to him that night. And, you know, in the morning go, hey, like, I, and have him apologize. These
right.
are all okay things, you know,
but she has to, right.
You know,
what do you think? I mean, if she was mad at him, what would she be mad at him for? I guess, like, there's two different parts to this. And you think she should treat them
sure.
separately? There's the two different parts. There's the quote unquote forgetting about the date night. I think that's almost.
I don't
that's
think
a
he forgot
bit,
about it.
I don't think he forgot about it either. He was mentioning it in their conversation. I think he maybe wanted to start it a little later than she did. It wasn't like he wasn't down to come over. So I that one I think she mm-hmm. should take as a loss. That's not really. He didn't forget about the date night. And again, he didn't
yeah.
know anything you had planned.
Well, I think it's like, hey, for next time, if you plan a dinner night with me and you go to bar before, it kind of makes me feel like you didn't care about our dinner night. And I think also it's like, hey, I've learned that I should maybe communicate to you a night that's become more special than maybe you thought it was. Like, that's the conversation.
Right. And I get why she'd want to surprise him. It's a little hotter that way. I can understand that. But like coming along with any surprise is like, the possibility that the person doesn't take the plan as seriously because they don't know about the surprise.
Yeah. And I think that's like, these are the hazards of getting your expectations and reality. That's what kind of this is all about. The COVID thing is separate because you're like, hey, we've done this before. I need you to be honest with me.
Right. That part, I feel like she has more of a evidence-based leg to stand on in terms of like,
mm-hmm.
maybe a little bit less so now that she stayed and had a great time. But had she not, had she gotten there and been like, oh, I don't feel safe here, I'm going to leave. I think she would have a little bit more of a case for him in terms of like, you know, this kind of thing makes me uncomfortable. You're going to be around me. It's actually really, it's really hurtful to me that you wouldn't mind putting me in danger. Like, it feels like you wouldn't mind putting me in danger and you're willing to lie about it and endanger my health. Like, to me, that's more. She would have more of an argument if she didn't stay.
I'm with you.
So yeah.
Yeah, I think we did it. We solved dating
that.
Again.
Yeah.
That was fun. I want more of these. I want more relationship ones. I think these are like all so interesting, right, Jordana?
Exactly. Judge J&J. We will
That's right.
Break down the evidence and come to a verdict.
Court is adjourned. We did it again. We'll be back next week.
Bye.
You Up is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Madeline Paul. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at You Up Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And send us your emails to youup@betches.com. Betches.